In an initiative launched today by President Obama, G8 leaders pledged $20 billion in farm aid to help poor nations feed themselves on the third and final day of the G8 summit in L'Aquila, central Italy. The pledge surpassed expectations given the little progress made on climate change and trade, but African nations reminded the rich of the need to honour past commitments. The UN says the number of malnourished people has risen over the past 2 years and is expected to top 1.02 billion this year, reversing a four-decade trend of declines. Stefano Leszczynski reports from L'Aquila.
There is no reason Africa should not be self-sufficient when it comes to food, said President Barack Obama. The focus on agricultural investments reflects a US-led shift away from emergency assistance toward longer-term strategies. Moreover, an agreement was reached by the wealthy powers on the necessity to reaffirm the engagements of the past in favor of the poorest countries. The L'Aquila summit has produced weak results on other issues, making only limited progress in crucial climate talks following the refusal by major developing nations to sign up the goal of halving world greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. G8 leaders said the global financial crisis still posed serious risk to the world economy. Further stimulus packages for growth might still be required. There also appeared to be a growing consensus at the summit that the G8 itself, long criticized as an elite club, no longer reflected the shifting patterns of global economic power. Under Italy's presidency, the G8, composed by United States, Japan, Germany, France, Britain, Italy, Russia and Canada, expanded to a G14 with major emerging powers on the second day, and added about 15 more, including 9 Africans, on the final day, a structure which will most probably characterize also the future summits. From the G8 in L'Aquila, Stefano Leszczynski, Vatican Radio.